The new website shows a map of Colorado dotted with reds and oranges. As I type in my home address, the screen zooms to my neighborhood. If I click near my backyard, a message pops up saying the fire risk is moderate in this area. It gives a description of what a fire might look like here, the flame heights, and how difficult it might be to fight a fire near my house, and it gives tips on how to make my home more resistant to fires. The website is officially called the Colorado Wildfire Risk Assessment Portal. The effort combines years of wildfire data into an online mapping tool. Rich Homan is a forester with the Colorado State Forest Service. He's been assisting with the rollout of the site.
It's an easy way for the public to access information about wildfire threat, wildfire risk.
Wildland fires continue to threaten people and property across the West. Last year, more than 9 million acres burned in the region. Homan says the hope is that the website could limit wildfire destruction.
We hope that people use it before fires start in order to learn about the risk and learn about what they can do to mitigate that risk.
Wildfire risk is different from neighborhood to neighborhood because of several factors: weather patterns, dead trees, high grasses, and other fuels, as well as a history of fire in the area, are all factors. Drinking water, ecological assets, and the homes themselves also add into determining the risk, says Homan.
If a fire does come through, knowing that fire is a natural part of a lot of ecosystems, we want to know what the effect of a fire is on the resource. And sometimes there's a positive effect, but a lot of times if you have a fire that you don't want, it has a negative effect on a value at risk.
Besides the public, firefighters around the state are using the website for forest management planning and fire mitigation preparation. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Marcy Grivenen.